Welcome to Living Life on the Max with Keisha B. Spivey, a weekly podcast that will challenge you and encourage you to live your best life yet. Hello and welcome to Living Life on the Max. I'm so glad you are joining in as we are discussing something so important. We're talking about overcoming stress. And I know so often when we hear that, we talk about coping mechanisms. We talk about things you should be doing to, figure out how to navigate through all the things that are going on, because so much stress comes at us from every different direction. All these situations that we're facing, stressors are all around us and we cannot escape them. But I just happen to believe we spend too much time talking about coping with stress and not enough time talking about overcoming stress, you know. There are stressors that we cannot do anything about. But what I want to talk to you today about and continue our discussion is on the stress that we face that we create for ourselves. I'm talking about the self-inflicted stress and pressure and things that are overwhelming your life and your world that you have full power and full capacity to do something about. But so often we focus on how to learn how to just deal with it, and we allow things to become defaults and become a part of our lives that shouldn't be there in the first place. Last week, we talked about learning how to focus on one thing at a time. We talked about how much stress we create for ourselves when we're in the midst of doing 1,200 different things that are not finished, we're not focused, we're living with this broken focus, and we're wondering why we're not feeling content, why we're not completing things, why we are frustrated, why we're feeling and living raggedy is the best way I know how to describe it. You know, I've been talking about Jesus this entire series because he was the best example of someone who had pressure and demands and requirements and requests coming at him all the time. But he chose not to live with a broken focus. He refused to allow the stressors and the things that are coming from without around him to hinder him from completing and finishing the thing that he was sent here to do. He didn't allow the needs and pressures of people to stress him out. He always kept moving toward his goal, and he kept right on doing what he was assigned to do. He stayed focused. And we talked about how he didn't try to do it all himself. So last week, as we talked about that, I kind of laid the foundation for what we're going to be getting into today. And that's what the whole subject of today's podcast is don't try to do it all yourself. You know, being a lone ranger and carrying the world on your shoulders, it creates stress. It adds pressure. And, you know, we get stressed out trying to do it all. We get stressed out trying to be it all. We get stressed out literally just being a yes person when you are not capable in and of yourself to do those things. We get stressed out because we live like everything in life depends on us. If it's going to happen, we have to do it. If it's going to take place, we have to be there. We have to have our say-so. It has to have our input. We literally overwhelm ourselves with trying to be and do everything. Not Jesus. Jesus recruited, he trained, and equipped people around him to help him share the load. He delegated work. He got others involved. He created a team. As imperfect as it was, he created one because he knew he could not do it himself. Now, why is it that we don't do this? You know, why is it that we are out here trying to be everything to everybody? You know, when we think about it, we get so caught up in this persona of what we think things should look like and what things should be like. But I just want to talk to you a couple things that I think we... How about let me be honest? A couple of things I've had to walk through and had to navigate through as I've learned and I'm still learning how to de-stress. You know, the first reason that we try to do it all ourselves is perfectionism. Perfectionism. We think if it's going to get done well, we have to do it ourselves. We have, you know, if it's going to happen, I got to do it. I have been there. I have done that. I got the t-shirt, y'all, and I have got the scars. There's only one of us. We can't physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally do it all. It's a real egotistical attitude that says nobody but me can do it. or my way is the only way, or that I'm the only one who can get something accomplished. I remember my husband saying to me, Keisha, there are other ways to do things, and yours is not the only right way. And I remember that stung for a moment, but then I had to realize, you know what? Other people have their ways. Other people can do it in a different mode. As long as we get the outcome, I don't have to put the extra pressure and the extra stress on me to do it. You know, God, literally, let's put it, let's real. Jesus could have done a better job than his disciples. We know this, but he still let them do the work, although he knew they would fall, although he knew they would fall short, although he knew they wouldn't get the same results he got, although he knew the outcome would be a little different had he done it. He allowed them to learn. He allowed them to make mistakes. You know, Jesus showed us this action through the disciples. They messed up and he still used them. And the reality is, as people who are overcoming perfectionism, it's how quickly we forget how much we mess up, how much we fall short. We don't do everything right. We have to be willing to teach the people around us. We have to be able to model things for them and then trust them to do it. We have to trust that God would not have allowed them to be a part of the process if they didn't have a piece of the puzzle. There's something that they can add that we can't add. We need to stop thinking more highly of ourselves than we should. The second reason that we try to do it all is insecurity. What if I turn this responsibility over to someone else and they do it better than I do? What if they get the recognition? What if they get the credit? You know, this possibility is threatening to so many of us. But if we know what it is we're supposed to be doing, if we know who we are, if we know who we're trying to please, if we know what we want to accomplish, if we know the one that we're focusing on, if we know what we're supposed to be doing, and we keep our eyes fixed on the things that we are assigned to do, then we are able to operate with the confidence that it'll be so okay. You know, the stress that we put on ourselves because we're feeling insecure, the stress that we put on ourselves to just show up and to add all these tasks to our to-do list because we feel like we want people to feel a certain way about us, or we want them to see us, or we want them to know that we've had a part of the process. That is nothing but insecurity. That's an identity crisis that you are allowing yourself to walk through that's creating stress and pressure and all other types of things that is bringing into your life that you don't want. So here you are out here thinking that it's got to be done perfectly. Something God has been teaching me, the more I'm having to deal with technology, because that is something that I'm not naturally adaptable to. You know, technology and I, we have a love-hate kind of relationship. You know, I don't like it, is but what it boils down to. But I am having to get out of my comfort zone. And something God said to me a couple weeks ago as I was recording some lessons, he said to me, it doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to be true. It doesn't have to be perfect, but it does need to be pure. And in that moment, as I got corrected, I realized how many things I hadn't done that I needed to do because I wanted it perfect. So really, I was being selfish. I was being prideful. I was delaying the process of what needed to be done, trying to do it myself instead of getting people to help me and also being okay that it's not done perfectly. And then you think about this reason number two, insecurity. You know, how much do we add to our plates and our lives because we're insecure about who we are? We're insecure about what we're supposed to be doing. We're too busy looking around at what everybody else is doing. We're sizing up our piece of the puzzle to their puzzle. You know, we're looking at our mess and then looking at their beautiful picture and then feeling like I got to do more. I need to be more. You know, all these things that add stress and pressure to our lives that we can avoid. That's self-inflicted stress. You know, this entire series has been about overcoming stress by being true to who you were destined and designed to be. If we were all in our lane, if we were all on our track, if we were all doing the thing that we were supposed to be doing, if we were just found faithful and being good stewards of our assignment, of our roles, of the piece that God has called us to do, how much freer would our lives be? How much stress could we release? And I just got to have a real talk moment with you. You know, in order for you to be effective, In order for you and me to minimize unnecessary stress and pressure, in order for us to remain focused and keep the main thing, we have to share the load. Take a look right now at your calendar, at your to-do list, at your family, at all the things that you're a part of. And ask yourself honestly and realistically, how much of that can you have people share with you? I want to just share a transparent moment again. Years ago, I remember getting so mad at my husband because we both went to work. We had a house full of kids, but then he would come home from work and I would come home from work and I had to cook dinner. Then I would look around and I had to, you know, do the laundry and I'm trying to get homework and stuff done. And I would get home a little bit before him, but then he'd come home and when he got home, he'd go through his little process and then he'd get to sit down. And I remember one day, I will be honest, it's not my proudest moment. I kind of snap, crackled, and popped. Like, how do you, these are our children. This is our house. This is our dinner. This is our homework. And he looked at me and he says, what do you want me to do? How can I help? And I sat there like all I had to do was ask. And I got mad for a moment because in my mind, I felt like I shouldn't have had to ask. But after I got over myself, we sat down and I shared with him things that I needed him to own, things I needed for him to do to help our house run more effectively, little things that he could do to take off my plate so that I could, you know, do other things and we could both get a moment to rest. And I remember that day like it was yesterday because he says, no problem. I'll take care of this. I'll own the laundry. I'll take care of the laundry. Take laundry off your plate. I shared a couple of things. He said, great, I'll take care of that. Don't worry about that. And then I realized the next week the laundry was done. The week after that, the laundry was done. That was years ago. That was years ago. And I remember, you know, he called me a couple weeks ago and asked me to stop and pick up some laundry detergent on my way home. And I laughed because I had to ask him, what did he use? Because I didn't have to do laundry. And so what that taught me was I was carrying all that load and all that weight and I didn't have to. All I had to do was ask. And because I asked, that was released from me. That stress was released from me. What stress can you have taken off your plate? What pressure can you have taken off of your life by simply asking people to help you share the load? This is big. You know, for people who are overcoming perfectionists, for people who are overcoming control freaks, which I am both, when you're overcoming those things, the best way to free yourself of it is to get some help. Make room for people to help. People want to help. Sometimes they have to be asked. Sometimes they don't. But whatever the situation is, I am challenging you. Commit to ask people. Commit to embracing help. Commit to sharing the load. Your shoulders are not strong enough to carry the world. Eventually, you're going down. Eventually. You know, over the last couple of weeks, Eric and I've had several classmates who left this world from heart attacks. And it makes you start to think. It makes you start to analyze your life and, you know, okay, what are the things that I can do to take some of the pressure off my life? What are some of the things I can do to take some pressure off of my heart? What are some things I can do to take some pressure off of my mind? What are things I can do? And what I have learned in these last couple weeks by thinking about that, how short life is and how valuable it is I've had to release some things. And no, that's not comfortable. But it's necessary. Sometimes asking for help is the bravest move you can make. It's brave, it's risky, it's humbling, y'all, but it is necessary. Who has God sent into your life to help you carry the load right now that you are not utilizing? What are you holding on to that keeps you from allowing other people to help you carry the load? For me, I thought, you know, people aren't going to do what they say they're going to do because I've had history with people not necessarily keeping their commitments or saying they'd do stuff and saying they'd be here and they didn't. And what I realized, I stopped asking because I felt like people were dropping my baby. I was giving them things that needed to get done that were important to me and they were dropping my baby. And I had to stop and realize I needed to heal. I couldn't transfer what other people hadn't done onto the people that God was sending into my life to help me. I had to heal, and I had to give people a clean slate. I had to trust God, even though people didn't always do what they said, because I had to realize there are times I haven't done everything that I committed to do. So I had to extend grace and be open to learning and living and loving and accepting people right where they are. You know, I know this is heavy. I know it's so much easier sometimes to put the pressure on yourself and do it yourself, but what is it costing you? What's that price tag? You know, I have two friends that I've said goodbye to that it cost them a lot. It cost them their life. It cost them their life. I don't think it's worth it, y'all. I think it's okay to ask for some help. I think it's okay to share the load. Next week, I'm going to pick up from here, and we're going to talk about creating a new habit, a habit that I believe will absolutely change the trajectory of your life. I believe it's the best habit ever when it comes to decompressing and de-stressing. So I look forward to tuning in with you on next week. Evaluate, let some stuff go, ask for help. Until we chat again, do you to the max. God bless.